where that man was, wounded on the side of the road. He saw him, passed by him. A Levite came by, looked on him, passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, when he saw him, had compassion on him and went to him. You know what he was doing? He was allowing God to will and to do his good pleasure. Of all the people that Jesus could have used for an example of being a neighbor, he chose a Samaritan that the Jews despised. But it was a Samaritan that chose to will and to allow God's good pleasure. This salvation's important. This salvation's important. He wants our will. He wants to do his good pleasure in our lives. Hallelujah.
That so that ye do all things without murmurings and disputings. Why did he put that in there after using a beautiful verse here? But you know what? People's tendencies to do that. Children of Israel, we can point fingers all the time at them. Murmur, murmur, murmur at Moses. Murmur, murmur, murmur all the time. Brought us out here in the wilderness to die. We had it better in Egypt. We had plenty of our onions and garlics and melons. We had it so much better. Murmur, murmur, murmur. Sometimes church people get that way if they're not careful, but hey, if you do these things, work out your salvation with fear and trembling, allow God to will and to have his good pleasure, you won't be murmuring and disputing. So that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, the sons of God, without rebuke. I want to be blameless and harmless. I want to be his son. Sons of God without rebuke. In the midst of a crooked and a perverse nation. Among whom ye shine. It's what we should do as lights in the world. I want to shine. Hide it under a bushel? No. I'm going to let it shine. Holding forth the word of life. When they put the disciples in a prison, the angel of the Lord came and took them out of the prison. You know what he told them? Go, stand in the temple, and preach all the words of this life. We need to hold forth the word of life. That I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. You know why he said that? Is because he realized, hey, I labored and ran at Philippi, and those people are doing what I said. They're working out their salvation. They're allowing God to will and to have his good pleasure. They're not murmuring. They're not disputing. And they are sons of God, with whom we cannot rebuke. And they're still holding forth the word of life. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to be willing. If you be willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. Amen. I want to be willing. Hallelujah. I want to be willing. Praise God. Hallelujah.
You sing lead.
Regardless of my situation or the problems I am facing, keep me on this firm foundation. I
to serve you, Lord.
know you'll be there to protect me if I'll just serve you, Lord. No matter what you take me through, if I'll just put my trust in you and finish all you've asked me to, then I'll have served you, Lord. Just to serve you, Lord, with every breath I take. Please let me hold your hand. Please guide each step I take. I love this Christian life and all its great rewards. Give me the faith I need to serve you, Lord. If my own family should reject me, if my friends I know you'll be there to protect me, if I'll just serve you. No matter what you put me through, if I'll just place my trust in you and finish what you've asked me to, then I'll have served you, Lord. Serve you, Lord, with every breath I take. Please let me hold your hand. Please guide each step I take. I love this Christian life and all its great rewards. Give me to serve you, Lord. I was thinking about those words that I love this Christian life and all its great rewards. God is so good. I didn't know how I was going to adjust to this move. I'm doing good. Better than I thought I would. And I don't know if reality will set in or if God's just going to pull me through this, evidently. But I'm really, really thankful to be here. If you'd asked me 5 years ago, 2 years ago, 1 year ago, well, maybe a little more than 1 year, but you asked me if you'd be in Little Rock, Arkansas. Not a chance in this world. But God knows, and He has our path planned for us. And when I'm in that mode where I'm trusting in Him and knowing that He's leading the way, then I'm just fine. Just when I get over onto my own side, that's when I get in trouble. But I just appreciate how welcoming everyone's been here. I just feel at home, and feels like I've been here a lot longer than a month, that's for sure. Well, not quite a month even yet. But I love the variety. I love having the senior citizens, the older people. I don't know how I just love older people. I don't know what word is proper to use, but I love them. The saints that have been here working the road for us for a long time. And I love to hear your testimony, Sister Crow. when I sometimes get mulligraphs saying, oh, how hard we got it, and you tell those stories about riding that tractor on that wagon with that mud slinging over your heads. We haven't had it hard at all compared to what some of our older saints have went through. And I've just always appreciated to hear the testimonies, and I'd like to hear more of them. Sister Wilkins, Sister Rice, and Sister Tucker too, bless her heart. But anyway, I sound like I'm just rambling on, but I just want you all to know I love you, and I'm just here to be a part and lend my spirit, and I'm willing to do what I can to help. I'm always willing. If I can do something to help, just ask me. So anyway, thank you for opening your heart to us. We love you all.
I worried about it. I thought, well, I hope that they'll feel at home. I hope they won't feel like that they're just moving in with us, because it's not that way. It's just not that way. We're one people, and we're blending together, and I just admire the way that we have bonded. And Sister York, we don't feel like that y'all are strangers or anything like that. I tell you, I'm amazed. I'm just amazed at how well that we have bonded. And I tell you, for myself, and I know others feel the same way, I just love you people. I just tell everybody, I can't get over how that we love you. I mean, we really love you. And God is so good. And I'll tell you what, I'm happier than I've been in a many days. I'll just tell you the truth, I am. I'm really happier than I've been in a many days. And I mean, you know, I'm not too much of a person to get unhappy. I want to be a happy Christian. I feel like that what we have, that we ought to be a happy Christian. And really and truly, we shouldn't. If someone talked tonight about grumbling and complaining, we don't have anything to grumble or complain about, really. I feel shame when I do grumble. I try not to do that too much, because I'll tell you, we've got, as someone said, we got the world but the tail with a downhill pull. So what have we got to lose? We've got a wonderful church and wonderful people. And we know we haven't made it yet, but we sure are climbing, aren't we? We're just climbing that hill, trying our best to make it. But I think so many times, when I'm going about my work at home, I'm out in the garden, I'm mowing, helping to work in the yard and do all them things, and I'll tell you what, I'm thinking about the people of God. I'm thinking about what God has done for me, and thanking Him for all that He's done for me. And I reminisce over the things that Sister York is talking about, that we've come through many, many things to get where we're here. You know what? I didn't come to Little Rock just to come to Little Rock because I didn't like it when I moved here. I just didn't like here because I'm a country girl. And I haven't been used to riding buses and going where I wanted to. I'm used to getting on a tractor and going. No, not too many times. I did go to church on the tractor, and I'm glad I did, and I would do it again. And someone said, well, would you go to church on the tractor right now? I said, try me. Just try me. not to show off. I wouldn't do that just to show off, but if I didn't have any other way to go, and that's why that I went in the first place. I didn't have any other way to go, and the roads was so bad until cars couldn't get over it. So, in fact, we got stuck on the tractor, and we had to put the lugs on to continue our journey later. But anyway, it's been worth it all, and I'm just not sad that those things happened. I'm glad of everything that I've gone through because I've stuck with it, and here I am. And I thank the Lord many times. Lord, I'm glad. I'm glad of the things that I have gone through because, you know, anything that's not worth working for or striving for, I don't feel like it's worth anything. But I'll tell you, this wonderful salvation that we have, it's worth every trial that we go through. And I appreciate the Lord so much, and I'm thankful. I'm really thankful for our church, and I'm thankful for you people. I'm thankful for the spirit that we feel and for the teaching that Brother Smith has been giving us. I'll tell you, I love good Bible teaching. I love good teaching. And we listen at every CD or DVD or whatever that we can, that is of the Word of God. I mean, it's the body. And because this is our life. And I just appreciate the Lord so much. And I thank the Lord so much because that we're in a church that we are faced with what we are and who we are and what we want to be. And, you know, how many places can you go whenever they tell you that you've got a bad spirit and that you've got to get rid of your spirit and our fleshly ways? You just don't hear that because that's just something that people don't tell you about. But we've got to face facts. We read it in the Bible, and we know. And in the fall of Adam, we know that we really, you know, we just really got it bad, didn't we? He just really sold us down the river. And so now we've got a chance to hear the things of God and to bring us out of these things. So I tell you, I appreciate the Lord. And I'm just so happy that I found this way. And I thought, Lord, you're so good. But I was just a little girl. I mean, you know, my parents weren't Christians. But I'll tell you one thing. They believed and raised you right. And we walked the line. I mean, they wasn't mean to us. But when they said something, they meant you better do it, you know. And they didn't beat us or anything like that, but they had authority, and we respected that authority. And but they wanted us to live good, clean, moral lives, and we did. But then I thought, Lord, I want to be a Christian. I went to church and seen people live for God and give good testimonies, and I knew their lives. And I thought, now, Lord, that's something worthy to live for. And so I just thought that was a wonderful way to live. And so I always desired to be a Christian and to live for God because I know that peaceful feeling that you have when you lay down at night and when you go about your work, knowing that the Lord is there with you to help you. And I just appreciate the Lord. And I appreciate our way that we believe because, and I'll tell you what, I believe in it with everything that I've got because I feel like that this is the way of the Lord. And most of all, I'm so thankful that He gave me a chance to be with you people. Like I told somebody, I said, just scoot over because I'm going with you. I've got to go. I've just got to go. You know? The Lord has called me, and I'll tell you what. It's kind of like the little story that I read when I was going to school one time about the tar baby. You know, some of them get mad and slap him, then his hand would stick to him. Somebody else kick him, they'd stick to him. So that's the way this is. You get a hold of this, it's going to stick to it, and you can't get away from it, you know. I mean, if you pry as hard enough, you could, but really and truly, this will get in you, and you just can't turn it loose. It's wonderful. And so I just thank the Lord that we're in a church that will show us that just like we say, this is a mirror that's set before us, and we see our mistakes, and we know that we've got to get rid of them. And just like someone said, And the black lady one said, Satan, I says you've got to go. You've got to go. So that's what we said. Satan, you've got to go. That's all this church. You've just got to go. So tonight, I appreciate the Lord. I appreciate what's been said today. And everything is just getting so good. I can't hardly wait from one service to another. And it grieves me to even, I don't even like to think about missing service. I'm a type person that, look, I've got to be in church. I just can't miss church. And when I do, it's a have-to case because I need everything that I can get and just something about it that, just like when I start anything, I can't wait till I finish it. And so that's the way I am about this. I've got to be here because I need everything that I can get from all of you. Every little thing that you can give me, I need it. Because this is a way that we've got to work if we make it so. But it's a wonderful way, and I appreciate the Lord. I'm so thankful that he gave me a chance to go with this people. And so it's a wonderful privilege. And so I just hope that the young people will have a great meeting next week and all. I'm sorry that we won't get to be here to do a little something and all, but I'll tell you one thing, we're going to be behind you with all we got and all. So, but anyway, I want y'all to remember me next week. I don't know just what the doctor would do, but anyway, I hate to take up my time to even do anything like that because, I mean, you know, I'm just an up and go girl, you know. I don't like to fool around. I like to, whatever I'm going to do, get it done and all like that. And I said, I don't have time to be sick. I don't have time to do things like I've got too many things to do, you know, and all. So, but anyway, just pray for me that I'll be up and out and around in no time. So God is good to us, and so I appreciate the service today and tonight and all the things that God is doing for us. And so really, this is a wonderful way. I'll tell you, I'm so happy. I don't know what to do with myself. So anyway, God is good. Thank you for all the visitors that's come to see us tonight, and Sister Jane, and I haven't seen her in a long time, and she said, do you remember me? I said, honey, I'd know you anywhere. So anyway, God's people is good, and it's good to have everybody, and Brother and Sister Cole, of course, they always bless us, and I'm glad that we've got a place that people can come and enjoy themselves and want to come back again. It's just like a natural home. You treat people kind and good and make them feel at home, then they want to come back to see you again. So that's the way we are, because we're just God's people, and we want everybody to really feel at home. So God is so good.
Get up right quick, and I was just had a thought today. I just enjoyed the service today and this morning and tonight, and just the way the Lord's been talking to us and dealing with us and talking to the young people and everything. And I'm just like, Sister Crow, I'm just so thankful that I'm in the body of Christ and to hear these wonderful truths. And I just was thinking, you know, just thinking about just how wonderful and how precious the truths of the body of Christ are, and how, you know, Sister Christy was saying, you know, when she came and heard different things, you know, and you search them out, and even being raised in the body of Christ, you got to come to that crossroads where you got to know, is this it? Is this, you know, are you just going to believe what you've heard all your life? You're going to search it out and go on. And I was just thinking, you know, I just pictured just a forest, you know, and a forest is just full of trees and just overgrown, and sometimes you can't find your way, but then you see little glimpses of sunshine just shining through so beautifully. And I thought, you know, that's like those pieces of gold, those beautiful truths. You can go and you can find those hidden truths and search them out, and you can get those in your heart and have those in your life. And I just thought how beautiful that is, just in all amongst all the turmoil and trouble that may come your way, and you know, that is in your life, and things that may get in the way, you can see those little golden rays of sunshine that you can just reach out and grab hold to, and it can carry you on, and can, you know, and just hold you, and like the tongues and interpretation we had, just hold on to what you have, because you may feel like you're standing alone in what you believe, and especially as a young person, you may feel like, because I know I felt this way, I'm the only one that is standing for something, you know, but so be it. So be it. And because of that, God bless me. I was nothing and nobody. And but God had mercy on my heart, on my soul, and I'm still here. And I don't ever want to take it for granted of these wonderful things that God has. And I'm just thankful that I have my ears on. I want to hear him when he speaks and do what he's calling us to do and be in here. And, you know, the sheep are the ones that begat the sheep. And so I want to be out there. I want to be looking. I want to be hearing when God's talking to me. If there's someone, you know, I have this job, part-time job, and I thought, you know, if there's someone here that's searching, that's hungry, if they could just see something in my heart, that they would just, you know, that they could be drawn, not to me, but that Christ that is in there and could see that difference, and then that would be worth it. Getting out of my little comfort zone, but it would be worth it, and I want to be able to do that. I want to be able to search that out, and I'm just was just thinking, I thought, you know, there's those gold nuggets, those truths, and I want to just keep on gleaning and keep reading the word of the Lord and making those things real in my life so that they can shine out to other people. And I just so appreciate where I am today, and like Sister Yvonne said, just coming in here and just doing what the Lord would ask you to do. And we've almost, next month it'll be a year that we've been here, and it's been just amazing to see how God brought us here and the things he's brought us through and where we are now. And I know he's faithful. I know he's faithful. He's never failed me, ever. And I'm just gonna hold fast like Sister Crow. Just I'm coming along. I'm just here. I'm just going. And I'm just thankful to be a part of this church, and I just appreciate what the Lord is doing most of all.
Praise the Lord. Well, this has been a good day. Appreciate the Lord touching us and helping us. It's a wonderful thing to be able to sup with the Lord and have him come in amongst us. And I feel his assistance. We couldn't do this without God, but with the Lord, all things are possible. So I was going to mention about this brother, Bobby Lukes, that was here today. Pray for him. He's a single divorced man. And he told me after church this was his first experience in a Pentecostal church. And he stayed through the whole thing and then ate dinner with us. And he was working with Brother Mark Boyd. And some things happened on the job that caused a disagreement, and so he quit. And that day, I told Brother Mark, I said, if there's anybody that you happen to run into or know that carpenter that needs a job, I need just a temporary hand. I need to hire somebody temporarily to help us finish this building. And that day, that happened. And that day, Brother Mark told him before he left, said, before you leave, let me give you a man to call. And he called me, and he wanted too much money. And I said, I can't do that. And I said, but, so he said, well, what would you do? So I told him, and he said, well, I can't do that. I said, well, I understand. And so we hung up. And the next day he called me and said, I'm out here in your area. I thought I'd just come by there and see what you're doing. I said, all right. So he came by and talked a little while and said, well, said, do you still want me to help you out? I said, yeah. He said, looks like you've got a couple weeks of work anyway for me or more. And he's a real, you know, he's a well-experienced carpenter like Brother Montgomery. And so he's been working with us, just been around us. And Friday, when I gave him his check, he started to walk off, and he turned around and he looked at me and he said, by the way, what time is church Sunday morning? So I told him and said, come on, be with us. He said, I will. And so this morning when I came in, he grabbed me by the arm and shook my hand. And of course, I hadn't talked to him too much about the Lord. But he told me in the dining room, he said, my mom went to some Pentecostal churches, but if I ever went, I was little and I didn't know it. And but he said, I've been going to a church out by where I live for almost 3 years. He said, I felt more welcome and at home here today than I have in the last 3 years where I've been going. And so I talked to him a little bit, and Brother Weiniger joined in with me and told him a little bit about our vision in the body of Christ. And he said, you know, you got to have an open mind for something like that. And I said, yeah, you do. Anyway, he told me how much he enjoyed it. I just was thinking, I thought, my, wouldn't it be something if God caused all that to happen to give this man an opportunity to be a part of the body of Christ. So pray for him. Bobby Lukes, L-O-U-X. Then I wanted to mention all the workers that worked yesterday. I want you to know how much we appreciate your labor of love. And I know it's sometimes difficult to take a Saturday and give it to the Lord and the Lord's house and the work of the Lord, but I know the Lord rewards. He repays. He owes no man anything, the Bible says, and so I'm just so appreciative for all of you, and even those that weren't able to work yesterday, seem like everybody's willing to do their part when they can. And so, Brother TJ, I wished I'd have mentioned him again this morning. I did mention him in the Bible study. He came and worked all night Friday night and most of the day yesterday, cleaning and scrubbing the floors in the gym and then waxing them over again, and it looks better than I've ever seen it over there. So we're thankful for him. Pray for him. He wouldn't take a dime. He wouldn't let me. Then I asked him, I said, are the Clyde Quick's boys, I said, did you pay them boys to come down here and help you? And he said, no, I just asked them if they'd help, and I told them God would pay them. So you know, those boys hadn't been going to church much, I don't think, so he's working on them. And then I got a hold of them before they left and told them that they better be here in this youth meeting. I said, we need you down here. We'll see you back again. So I'm hoping God will do something special for them. And if you hadn't, well, I started to say, if you hadn't took a stroll in the men's restroom, you need to look at it. We've got the petitions up, but maybe you women shouldn't do that unless you get an escort. Make sure nobody's in there. But anyway, it looks nice. And I appreciate us finally getting it done. Brother Durham will be here Wednesday evening, and he'll be here to work Thursday with anything we need. And I might mention, you know, I know this assembly is well acquainted with hosting meetings, but here we are again. We've got another meeting. And Paul mentioned in the fourth chapter of Ephesians, he said there's one body and there's one spirit. He wasn't talking about the Holy Ghost. But he was talking about the Spirit of Christ. You can have the Holy Ghost and not have the Spirit of Christ. You can be born again. You can be God's child and still not have the Spirit of Christ. That takes something, a greater depth of insight to the Word of God and the plan of God to see the Spirit of Christ that the church is to have. And for there just to be one Spirit, I'd like to get my spirit in unity with the Lord's. I'd like to get rid of my spirit, or at least get it transformed. And I'd like to, it would be a reflection of the character of Jesus Christ and His Father working in me, and the spirit that's to be in the body of Christ is a oneness. It's a unity. It's a spirit where there's no jealousy. There's no envy. There's no strife. There's no schism. But a spirit to work and labor together and to edify our brothers more than ourselves. So we've got this meeting coming up. I know you're all preparing your homes for, we're out of beds. Brother Tally's got a waiting list. People are coming in early, and we need more beds. We wish we had more room for the people of God. But they've been calling for probably 2 weeks or maybe longer, some of them. And we just take people on a first-come, first-served basis. But you're fixing to have some of the angels of God come in your house. And some of God's messengers. You may entertain some angels unawares. You don't know what God is going to do. And there's always something that you glean out of being with God's people. And then let's treat them while they're here with love. Let's show them the Spirit of Christ. We may have to put it on sometimes until it's really a part of us. But let's love them. Let's serve them. Let's go beyond what is reasonable and try to help the people of God while they're here as much as we can. Reach out to them. Let's have a spirit to see souls saved and people helped while they're here. I'm looking forward to this meeting. I won't be able to be here Thursday night or Friday morning, but my plane's gets back in here at 1:10 after 1 Friday. I'll just scoot right on over here as soon as I get back. But I know that there'll be a great quickening of the Lord, of the Spirit of the Lord working here. I feel like this is a critical but wonderful time for the youth in the body of Christ. I think God is wanting to edify, lift up, and use the youth more than He ever has before. And I want you to get your ears on. God is going to speak to the youth in this meeting in a special way. You watch what I tell you. God is wanting to reach out, and He wants the youth to move up another rung on His ladder. And He's going to prepare some youth in this meeting to begin to use them in a greater way than He's ever used them before. And some of the youth in this church, God will do something special for you in this meeting that you'll never be the same after this week. God will touch you in a special way. So just get ready. I don't just mean some of you little bitty youth, but some of you little ones, get ready. God wants to use you, Brooklyn. He wants to use you. He's going to get you ready for something new. And then you older ones, God, I believe God can touch your minds and clear your minds of things that this world, I'm telling you, our children are growing up in a critical time. And the things in this world that have impregnated their minds are damnable concerning the things of God. God's got to purge some of that, and He's going to even have to deliver some of them from some of the things that's been put in their minds and in their spirits. But God can do that, and it don't take Him a year or two to do it. God can do it just like that. The Holy Ghost can do a work in your minds. We all need to get our minds set on that and realize that, yes, we're going through a progression that God's working on in our lives, but there's something coming in the Lord that can move us up on another level, and we can operate in God in a way that we've never operated before, and it's not going to take a lot of effort on our part. Just yielding over and letting God use you. He's able. God made Adam. He made him a full package. Adam didn't have to learn wisdom. He was made with it. It came with the package. He had a full, clear mind and a mind that had understanding and the wisdom of God. It came with the package. Hallelujah. Don't you know God can touch you just like that? Touch your mind and clear your mind up and cause you to understand and feel and know the things of God that you've never known before. Because they're spiritually discerned. Paul said that. He realized that. He said, my God, he said, our eyes have never seen. Get your eyes on. Ear has never heard. Get ready to get spiritual ears. Tell God, say, God, I know you've touched my ears, but I'm ready for the full touch. I'm ready for you to open my mind. Ear has not heard, neither has it entered into my mind the things that God has prepared, what he's about to do. This world is going to be totally different. This next generation that God's preparing, he's going to do something that's never entered the imagination of man. We don't know anything about a restored church. We don't know how the power and the glory of God. He's coming back in glory, power, and glory. Hallelujah. Not in person, but in a people. That's how the Lord's coming first. He's coming in a people. To harvest this world. And he said it hadn't entered into man's minds the things God's prepared for them that are the call. God, let me be the call. I think I'm hearing the call. The call. God, let me hear the call. Not just man's call, not doctrines of men whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but let me hear the voice of God. Jesus said, my sheep know my voice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And no other voice will they hear. God, get me so fixed that no other voice can have an influence on me, but I hear only the voice of my Savior. Hallelujah. That's all that influences me. And he said, because they're spiritually discerned. Hallelujah. Oh, we're fixing to enter back into that place. God's getting the people ready for something that's about to take place. His second coming in this earth, in this world. That's going to take a whole generation. He's going to turn this world upside down. It'll be just like in the days of Noah. They'll eat. They'll drink, they'll marry, they'll be given in marriage. They still won't know what God's doing. This will all take place, and those that don't have an ear to hear or an eye to see, God has a way of camouflaging. You know, he's got man fixed so that he'll never see what God's doing. He's got mankind, humanism, is working in a way that people won't even recognize the true move of God in the earth. They'll reject it because of so many things that's happened in the world. I'm telling you, we are a blessed people for God to have touched our hearts and our minds and our ears and our eyes to cause us to know something about what God's doing in the earth today. Hallelujah. Praise God. He's coming back, but they won't ever want to see it. Oh God, let me see you're coming. Let me receive you at your coming, oh God. Paul said, I fought a good fight. This is the testimony I'm working for. I fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. I finished my course, he said. That's the one I want, Brother Daniels. I want to tell you someday, Brother Daniels, I've finished. Woo! Hallelujah! Yeah, if I don't make you want to jump, your jumper's broke. I finished! Hallelujah! I fought a good fight and I finished! Hallelujah! I think an overcomer's going to know when he's an overcomer. And he said, there is therefore a crown of righteousness laid up for me. And not for me only, but for them also that love his appearing. I'm telling you, Jesus is coming. He's going to appear. He'll appear in your life. If you're ready, he'll come to you. He'll fully come in your life. You'll be fully transformed in the fullness of Christ. The fullness of the stature of the man Christ Jesus is going to stand up in you. Hallelujah. Transformed of the Lord. He's coming. That's how he's coming. He'll come first. He's not going to come catch anybody away. That's hogwash. I got that from Sister Crow. Talk to her if you don't like that kind of language. But, so, he's not catching anybody. Nobody's going up yet. Jesus is coming back first in a people. He's going to manifest himself to this world. And we're all going, but we're all going in our own order. Yeah, when I finish my course, I'll just tell you, I'm done, y'all. Adios. I don't know exactly when I'm leaving here, but it could be any day. But anyway, just know this, that it's there's not what's been laid up for me has been laid up for you too. Keep working for it. Keep going till you can say I'm finished. Hallelujah. So the time's getting short, and that's why God's going to begin to touch young people. Get them ready so they can be a part of this reaping. So I'm looking forward to it. And let's just get our hearts and minds open. Don't limit God. Open your faith. Increase my faith, Lord. Let me believe that you're able to help me. I'll tell you, it inspires me, these things that I thought. You know, just that thought about Adam. Just to thank Adam, you know, when God made him. He didn't have to piddle around for 50, 60 years trying to figure all this out. He just had it. Just think about that. If you get in the Spirit, you'll know. Jesus told his disciples that. He said, look, let me tell you, don't worry about what you're going to say when they begin to ask you to give an account. He said, when it comes time, you'll just know what to say. Seen a little bit that in the Dominican Republic. I mean, they asked me questions over there before they could spit it out of their mouth. I had the answer. When I got through saying it, I thought, God, I never heard that before. Where'd that come from? But I locked it in. Hallelujah. I said, I'm holding on to that. I got that. You know, he didn't have another preacher there to give it to me, so he just gave it to me through my own mouth. One time God told me, he helped me get ready. God spoke to me in the Dominican Republic. I was dwelling on all that. He said, I'm going to use you whether you get it or not. I got that. In other words, I heard him say, I'm going to speak through you. I'm going to anoint you, and there's going to words come out of your mouth, and it's going to minister to my people, and whether you even get what you're saying, I'm going to use you that way. My God, when it comes out of my mouth, I won't get it. I've been preaching before, and Brother Green interpreted, and I'd tell him, I'd say, write that down. He'd say, it is. Escribe eso ahora. Write that right now. We'd go right on. And we'd get somebody to take a note. I'd tell him, write that down. I never heard that before. That's good stuff. Yeah, I like to get it right off the front burner sometimes. I know God's able to do that. So, yes, there's things that we have to, this has to work in us, but it can, I'm telling you, God can multiply this. We don't have to just keep adding. We can get this up into multiplication. This can move into the fast lane. And God can do a short work and cut it short in righteousness. Hallelujah. So, we're in a good place right now. I feel God's assistance working with us. Hallelujah. In the body of Christ. Let's all stand and thank God for this good day that we've had. Oh God, thank you, Lord, for your goodness, for your mercy, your great grace. Hallelujah. Oh, Ishalabahurriandalabahoto. Blessed be the Lamb of God, Jesus, precious Lord. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We give you praise. Oh.